Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, celebrating 15 years. Happy anniversary, baby, to my company, my organization, Small Business Network, the show, Small Business Advocate. And our website is 15 years old. We got a lot of stuff going on that we're celebrating milestones, and I encourage you to do the same thing. It's one of the reasons why I'm a little bit extra obnoxious this week, is because I want to encourage you to celebrate your milestones. Somebody who knows all about that, because he's had many milestones himself in the trenches serving small businesses, is our good friend Jeff Zabar, a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back more than 13 years. He is the chief home officer, and he's written a number of books on micropreneuring, including home office know-how. And he's our good friend, Jeff Zabar. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you. And happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Mr. Blasingame.
Okay, thanks. That's enough.
Painting pictures here. Pictures.
That's an image. That's a visual I didn't need, Jeff.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, you know, one of the things that I talk about on the show a lot is when I talk about celebrating milestones, the only way, in my opinion, you can really keep having milestones to celebrate is if you actually fire old ideas and bring on the new ideas. If you've heard of resting on your laurels, and sometimes people think that means you're resting on the money you've made. But the truth is, your laurels in a small business, your laurels are more likely to be ideas that maybe have gotten stale. What do you think?
Right. Well, absolutely. I think that a couple things. Laurels can be ideas. Laurels can be your kudos, your plaudits, the things that people, you know, praised about you yesterday, and you say, wow, I was so good, or I did so well, now I can kind of hang tight and just coast. There mm-hmm. is no coasting, because you can trust that your competition doesn't coast.
Right.
So, you know, we have to take, you know, pride is a great thing. Pride for an entrepreneur, or for any employee who thinks like an entrepreneur, pride is a really important emotion to hold, because it drives you, it steers you, it motivates you to do more, assuming that you want to feed on that. So
right.
It's important that we don't rest, that we, you know, can celebrate the things we've done well, like 15 years in radio
right.
or in publishing. But then remember that tomorrow, as Scarlett said, tomorrow is another day, and we need to get
well,
back on the
horse and ride. Well, today's pride on. Can turn into being prideful tomorrow.
Right.
And prideful right. is where you get into trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, again, you have to be driven by ego to be an entrepreneur. You can't, and that can be the desire and need to start a business.
The belief that you can create something from nothing.
The belief that you can create
when
something
everybody
from
else
nothing.
Is telling you you're crazy.
Right, and then, for example, the marketing behind it. You have to, there are no shameful people, so to speak, probably the wrong word, as marketing execs. I mean, you have to be shameless. You have
mm-hmm.
to be out there and you know, spell my name right. Here's,
mm-hmm.
you know, call on the media, tell them what you're doing. There is no, you know, passivity, you know, as far as being
right.
quiet and timid on the sidelines. And that goes from entrepreneurship to marketing to every facet, including, say, collections. You're owed money, you got to go out and get it.
You're
so
talking
you
about you're talking
right.
about belief.
You're talking about belief.
And and you've got to keep that up too. You've got to continue to believe in yourself. I mean, you know, I think about all the times that people of faith often talk about how their faith is tested in, you know, from time to time, and they ask themselves these hard questions. Small business owners have the same thing. We're people of faith too. We have faith in ourselves and our businesses, and that's tested. And you have to be able to, if you're going to survive, if you're going to celebrate more milestones, you got to be able to withstand those tests, don't you?
Well, absolutely. And you will be tested. You will be tested constantly. We were all tested, you know, several years ago when the economy, you know, went in the tank.
Right.
And we were tested. Those of us who have been around were tested, 99, 2000 when the economy went in the tank. so, you know, and regardless of whether we were, you know, technology companies, you know, if you served a technology company, if you had them as clients, you were tested. So you don't know where that shot across the bow or that torpedo in the side of your hull is going to come from. You need to be prepared to handle it. So
and the best way to handle that is to keep innovating. That's one thing that we've talked about quite a bit on the show over the last two or three years, Jeff, is so many people are reminding us, are doing great work as you are, on the need to innovate. And innovating is all part of not resting on your laurels, isn't it?
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, and innovation is, look, you know, your business, you started out on radio, you got into publishing, you got into, you know, putting together your newsletters, so, you know, all this is not in necessarily that order, but all the different things you did, you could have stayed on radio and left it at that, but frankly, the work that you do, the work that I do, there is, as they say, money left on the table if you don't tap your and maximize your honed talents to say, I can take this in a completely different or even a slightly different direction.
Well, and the thing is before, and today, the way things are moving, the way the marketplace is moving so fast, Jeff, before you realize you've left money on the table, you've actually become irrelevant.
Right.
I mean, there was a time when it could take you years for a bad idea to actually take you down.
Right.
But you can do it now in months.
Well, that or you leave a good idea on the table, and the way the internet works, and there's a lot of really smart people out there,
right,
they're going to steal your good idea without even knowing you had that idea,
right,
and they're going to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of parallel thought that goes on out in the marketplace, and if you're an expert in your space, I don't care if you're a plumber, a florist, a contractor, you know, a publisher or a writer, you know, if you're a quote expert, as you should purport
you
to
are.
Be in your market space, then you should capitalize on ideas that come to you. Give them a little, you know, give them some thought, do a little due diligence, and run with them. But realize, because if you don't, others will.
Well, an example, you mentioned a plumber. You know, plumbing hasn't changed all that much since the last big thing in plumbing was when they went from copper to polybutylene. So you know, that wasn't that big. You know, that's the last, probably the last big thing. But it's not enough just to be a good plumber. You need to be in contact with your customers. They need to be able to get to you. They need to be able to send you an email. You need to be able to go back and forth with them. I mean, the relevance thing, folks, is the big deal these days. And so if you're going to not rest on your laurels, it's not enough anymore just to be competitive. You've also got to be relevant, and that's all part of innovating. We're going to be right back after these messages with a good friend, Jeff Zabar. His website, by the way, is chiefhomeofficer.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. Rolling on the river.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.